Today I'm talking with Daryl McNutt, the executive director of the CAMBA Trail System. And CAMBA is an acronym for the Shawamigan Area Mountain Bike Association. And it's more than mountain bikes now. Daryl, you've been with the organization just a short period of time. I think you mentioned November of last year. But you've been a resident here in Hayward and have done a lot of biking yourself. Tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, I always lived in Hayward, Wisconsin, and I got inspired by the Shawamigan 40 when it first started out back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I was in college, and you know, I was thought to myself, I want to give it a try. And that's where I really and watching Greg LeMond, you know, win the tour, and he was going to be at the one in 1990 when I first started. And it really inspired me to get on the bike, which changed my life. And, you know, is now cycling, biking, winter biking is all like it's in my blood.
Yeah.
CAMBA wasn't here at the time. And around 1994, the early 90s, folks like Ron Bergen, the U.S. Forest Service, a bunch of other enthusiasts that thought we should have trails got together and came up with this concept that is CAMBA today. And it's really evolved since then to not just trails in the, you know, it's not just a two-track trail in the wood. These are architected to be good for the environment, erosion, but help take people on that adventure out there on their bike, out in the places in our area that you normally would not see. And it's really a beautiful thing to have that out there. And we're very proud of where we're at with 130 miles of trails going all the way from Hayward. We also have a set up in Ashua Bay, so that Washburn Bayfield area as well.
Yeah. And it's a huge network of trails, just from very easy, simple, you know, gravel road marked trails to single track for the more experienced riders and who want more of a challenge that the single tracks offer.
And we do have something for everybody. It is more than a single track or mountain bike association. But we have like our hospital trail system we're very proud of. It integrates with walking trails, ski trails, fat bike trails in the winter that we maintain. And then we do have those more advanced trails. Right now we're working, you can ride Green Blue Flowy Trail now from Hayward all the way up to the new Mount Telemark Village trails.
Right.
And it is it's an adventure, and you're going to see things that you probably have never seen. If you've been coming up here for many years, I had that experience. I've been riding all the trails just because I figure if I'm going to run a race, I might as well tell people what it's like.
You better know what it's like, right?
And then I had to stop and say, no one ever sees this area usually in the old days unless you were hunting there.
Right.
Okay. And now they can see these areas of wilderness, and we saw deer and we saw bear along the way and turkeys and everything else. And on these beautiful flowy trails that then connect, there's multiple trailheads throughout the system that all connect together, places where you can get water. The 00 trailhead has the building there that's part of Berkey, but you can get water and change. But then from there, you can ride north or south and make an adventure of it. And, we also have the gravel trail system that you mentioned, where we're working with the U.S. Forest Service, the counties. And if you want to just ride on gravel all day long and never cross a paved road, that's the advantage of our area. Is it's you can go out there and never cross a paved road or never see a car in some cases.
Right. Yeah. And it most of the trail networks again use existing state roads, old logging roads.
So for the ATVs, we're very much, it's a shared trail system. These are public lands. Now we all try to make sure the ATVs and the bikes don't cross over just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
But we work very closely with the ATV clubs, and some will jump on portions of ATV trail and they're marked for safety. Yeah. And most people are aware that they're out there, but definitely shared use when you're out there in the forest. And I can tell you, everybody is really great. I've always had a great experience when I've been out there.
Yeah. So where does CAMBA get their funding for a lot of these projects?
It comes from several sources. The first one is our members. We have a good membership group. And when you put money in, become a member, that money goes directly into building trails. And we have a great trail crew Then we have donations, of course, which is big. We have several big donors in the area that are just Canva's here to help elevate the communities.
Yeah.
Having trails integrated with your communities and with your businesses in the community has shown to be proven across this nation as vital to just creating a quality of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then we do fundraisers, of course. We have Bike-a-Palooza, which is launching with the Shawamigan 40 Lifetime. I still call it the 40. It's actually the Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival.
Okay.
It might be a little more than 40 these days, just in case anyone's thinking about it. But there we do Bike-a-Palooza, which is a raffle of four bikes that we get from all the bike shops in the area. So New Moon, Riverbrook, Washburn Hardware, and we're working on that fourth bike with Howell's. Just general sponsorship as well. We like to get a big part of is getting all the businesses involved. And so people, Canva, we do quite a bit of communication out there about the trail building, what's happening on the trails. And then we can give shout outs to the businesses, local businesses that are helping us. And it really both sides helps us build trails and helps them take advantage of all the folks coming into town.
Sure. Well, the website is simply cambatrails.org. And listeners can go there and check out all the different activities and events that are coming up. All that stuff is available on cambatrails.org. Daryl, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about Canva. I hope you have a great summer with your events.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.